Before we begin, we would like to add a disclaimer that we are not licensed medical professionals and that this podcast should in no way be taken as medical advice. Our main goal is simply to educate and spread awareness of health information to the general public. Hi there. Welcome back to another episode of Morning Sign-In, a podcast run by Morning Sign-Out at UCLA. We're a student-run organization fighting to promote good health literacy in Los Angeles, but also across America and the world. And that starts with you. Every quarter, we have a dedicated team of writers and editors that creates articles about developments in the areas of health and wellness, public health, and research, to keep you updated about the best ways to stay healthy and how to take control of your health. Our members break down the latest scientific and medical updates into information that's easy to read and understand. You can find their work and learn more about us on our website, www.mso@ucla.org. My name is Jenny Lee, and I'm the Outreach Director at Morning Sign-Out. Joining us today, we have MSO writers Kritika Dama and Andrew Camacho. In this seventh episode of Morning Sign-In, we'll be talking about how online grocery shopping may be key to better nutrition habits.
Hi, I'm Andrew, and thank you for having me on the podcast. I'm excited to delve into this topic, so let's jump right into it. As many of us know, nutrition and a good diet is so important for our bodies in order to promote physical and mental wellness. Sometimes it can be hard to know what's actually good for our bodies, especially with so many nutritional fads and detrimental diets surfacing on the internet. According to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, or the CDC, it is recommended to add lots of whole fruits and vegetables, whole grains, and a variety of protein into the diet because they provide your body with other nutritional benefits. For example, fruits and vegetables can be rich in vitamins, which are really good for your immune system, and fiber, which is good at regulating sugar in your body. It's generally known that adequate amounts of these food types are good for you, but it can be hard to keep track sometimes for a variety of reasons, such as cultural differences in diet. However, while promoting healthy foods is a great way to encourage healthy eating, there's a lot of value in understanding why certain foods and diets may not necessarily be good for your body. Over time, an unhealthy diet from the consumption of certain foods can manifest into detrimental physical effects on your body. A Harvard article highlighted that the overconsumption of things like added sugars, processed foods, and high salts are the types of foods that you should enjoy in moderation and be conscious about. The reason for this is that poor nutrition can often lead to heart disease, diabetes, and obesity, amongst other things. However, another common result of an unhealthy diet is high blood pressure or hypertension. Hypertension is a common condition in the United States. In fact, the CDC reported that 47% of individuals live with hypertension and that only about 1/4 of those with hypertension have their condition under control. Hypertension is when the blood in the arteries consistently pushes against the arterial walls at elevated rates. Blood pressure is also expressed as a ratio. The number on top refers to the systolic blood pressure, and the number on the bottom refers to the diastolic blood pressure. The systolic pressure is how much pressure the arteries experience when the heart beats or contracts. The diastolic number is how much pressure the arteries experience when the heart rests between beats. The normal blood pressure range is when systolic pressure is less than 120 millimeters of mercury, and diastolic pressure is less than 80 millimeters of mercury. Stage 1 hypertension is denoted when the systolic number is between 130 and 140 over the diastolic number of 80 to 90 millimeters of mercury. Hypertension is associated with various problems. The CDC states that because of the pressure on the arteries, arteries may lose their elasticity, causing less blood flow to the heart. In effect, blood flow and blood oxygenation decreases. This means that the heart has to work a lot harder in order to pump blood throughout your circulatory system. This can cause the muscle of your heart to thicken, and the strain could eventually lead to heart failure. Hypertension can lead to other large health complications, including kidney disease and stroke. Researchers have made great efforts to address this problem, and that's where today's article comes in. Kritika, can you introduce us to this study?
Thank you for the introduction, Andrew, of course. The research study, Efficacy of Supermarket and Web-Based Interventions for Improving Dietary Quality, a Randomized and Controlled Trial, was conducted by Steen et al., and the study was published in Nature Medicine. The purpose of this study was to study different dietary approaches that could be used in order to reduce one's risk of hypertension. Researchers paired with grocery stores and specifically studied how online shopping could be adapted to encourage better nutrition habits. It specifically used a program called SuperWIT, which essentially tested two types of interventions. The first intervention mainly focused on providing participants with an in-person education on nutrition led by dietitians. The second intervention also had participants receive the same type of in-person dietitian-led education, but also provided them with online resources, including online shopping, home delivery, and other technologies that make grocery purchases easier. The guidelines provided by dietitians in each intervention emphasized the DASH diet by showing participants ways that certain ingredients and meals can be used to fulfill the DASH guidelines.
Wait, what's the DASH diet?
Yeah, so the DASH diet, also known as the Dietary Approaches to Stop Hypertension, is a diet plan that focuses on reducing risks for hypertension by eating foods that are rich in potassium, calcium, magnesium, and cutting down on sodium. The diet also encourages a diet rich in vegetables, fruits, and whole grains as well. The DASH diet is one of the main baselines that many nutritionists use when developing healthy dietary standards. In general, both interventions studied decreased hypertension risk factors and increased the likelihood that people adhered to healthier diets 6 months after the study. However, the group of people that were exposed to the extra online technologies decreased their risk of hypertension much more than the group that did not have access to those technologies.
But how did these researchers know that the risk of hypertension decreased among participants?
Great question. So, researchers were able to measure the hypertension risk of participants by using one of the most standard strategies known as the DASH score. First, participants receive a questionnaire that asks them to rate how difficult it is for them to perform certain activities, their specific symptoms, and any physical limitations that they experience at work. Based on this questionnaire, individuals receive a score that determines their risk of developing hypertension. A higher score means a higher risk, while a lower score means a lower risk. These researchers found that each intervention experienced a decrease in DASH score after following the different interventions, which makes sense considering that the interventions both emphasized the DASH diet. Based on these scores, researchers concluded that while learning about proper nutrition habits can reduce hypertension risk by itself, one can also reduce the risk even further with access to technology like online shopping that automatically tailor to one's preferences.
Well, looks like I need to improve my nutritional habits and try some online grocery shopping. Andrew, where should I look for some reliable resources on nutrition?
Yeah, great question. There are so many different ways to access resources regarding nutrition. For starters, you can always consult your physician or a dietitian for the most accurate information. However, more accessible ways include websites backed by research for the public, such as the CDC. Additionally, the United States Department of Agriculture, or USDA, has a great resource at nutrition.gov, which has up-to-date topics on nutritional health and recipes to keep you as healthy as possible.
If you'd like to read about this article on online grocery shopping as a possible key to better nutrition habits by Kritika Dama or read more of Kritika's articles, you can go to www.mso@ucla.org and check it out. In addition, stay tuned for more of Kritika's or Andrew's work. If you'd like to know more about the sources mentioned in today's episode, you can locate them in the description box or on our website. Thanks for doing your part to improve health literacy around the world by tuning in to our podcast.